All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Second half hour tonight, Hobbo, Frank, and Chris, and we're delighted to have assistant baseball coach Carl Kuhn on the line. So, Frank, do the introduction and have at it.
Yeah, it's actually Kuhn. We're going to get that right for Carl. Carl, how are you doing, buddy?
I got the Carl part right.
You're my man already, pal. Thank you very much.
I knew we were going to get that bungled somehow. Anyway, I hope you're doing well. You've been at UVA now for 10 years. Previously, you were the assistant head coach at Arkansas Little Rock. Prior to that, Charleston Southern. And you played baseball at the University of Florida, and you graduated down there in 1992. There's something about the K's, isn't it? Because you married apparently a beautiful woman, Katrina, starts with a K, and you've named your sons Kason and Cruz. So it's all about the K's for you, right?
It is. It's Kason. So it's just like Jason, but with a K. So you guys have got a good thing going on. It sounds like this is my life right now.
Didn't Ryan Bolin do the same thing? Wife and kids start with B?
Well, if it works for these guys, let's let them do it.
I think he does. Hopefully we can bring one home like Coach Bolin did.
All right, we want to give you a high five on a couple of things. First off, I think our listeners are very familiar with the fact that you're famous for your walks up to the mound to calm down the pitchers. And I think you wear that distinctive UVA wind shirt that's got to be probably at least 10 years old. And it must be some sort of good luck charm for you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm only superstitious when we play, so that's, we get that out of the way right now. We've been here for 10 years. I think Coach McMullen and myself are both, very, very honored and blessed to have been chosen by Coach O'Connor to be his assistants, and we are very humbled by that. Every day and every year that we're still able to coach at this fine university and with these kids. So we're excited to start year number 11 and our second decade. I can't believe it. And when they did a story on us last year, and I told the newspaper guy in Charlottesville that, I've been married to Coach McMullen and Coach O'Connor longer than I've been married to my wife. So it's been a great relationship. We have a really great coaching staff, and it's a joy to go to work every day. It really is. And then the second part with my pitching shell, I just it works. It's got however many wins Coach O'Connor's got, it's got in it. So I'm going to keep going with it.
Well, we've also got to recognize you for something amazing. Since 2005. The University of Virginia baseball team pitching staff has tied for the lowest cumulative ERA in the nation at 3.14. And you've developed some terrific pitchers there. But I think the thing that amazes me the most, and I've followed the baseball team quite closely in these 10 years, you seem to help all the pitchers. And I want you to talk a little bit about the team this year, because the baseball season is right around the corner. First off, you've got two amazing freshmen coming in, Jack Roberts and Connor Jones. But there's also some locals. We've got a young man from Atlee in Austin Young, right here in Virginia, Central Virginia, right-handed pitcher, 6'4", 225. And hold on, we got one more. Where's that other player? Oh, James River. We got Nathan Kirby. So you've got two really good pitchers already in the lineup, and then now you bring Roberts. So you got three Central Virginia kids. Talk to us a little bit about those guys and then also the rest of your pitching staff.
Well, first off, I think I appreciate the kudos on the beginning of what you started to talk about, but I think it's a testament to our pitchers and our catchers, to be quite honest with you, over the last 10 years. I mean, they have found a way to overcome their coaching, and they have done a great job in doing that. They've answered the bell. They've done everything we've asked them to do, and I think you have those types of numbers when you have good kids, and we do. The second part was the kids from Central Virginia and Virginia in a whole, because Connor Jones is from Virginia Beach, which we know is a hotbed of talent. With you've got Mike Ballard from down there, you got Chris Ray from down there, you got the Zimmerman, of course, and Reynolds from down there, the Uptons from down there. So Virginia is just such a fertile state, and that, I think, needs to just be a big pat on the back to the high school coaches in the state. I mean, they do such a great job in teaching these guys baseball at such a young age, and, you know, we're the beneficiaries of it. I mean, we've got great relationships with these high school coaches in our state, and we're proud to be the flagship university in our state and have an opportunity to recruit the kids in our own state and keep them home. You know, when we got here, a lot of these guys were leaving to go to other great universities in our conference. And you know, we made it a point to really try to shut down the borders, and I think for the most part we have done that. Now, these guys definitely get out because there's some great opportunities outside of the state, but for those four guys that you've mentioned and for the others that have come into our program from the state, we just feel blessed that they do that. Connor's a tremendous talent. He could have went in the Major League draft and could have signed. He chose the college experience, and we think he's going to do great things for us in a Virginia uniform. You mentioned Austin Young from right there in Atlee. The guy has really, really maximized his talent. He has done a great job and really has learned to pitch. And he was a first baseman and a thrower in high school, and he's really learned to pitch. And I don't think Kyle Crockett would have had so much success that he had last year if Austin didn't do what he did to try to get to Kyle. And then you mentioned, you know, Jack Roberts, of course, which is from right there at James River, and Nathan Kirby, who were actually teammates. And they're both incredibly talented, one left-handed in Nathan and one right-handed in Jack. And, you know, Jack's a legacy with his brother Will coming to Virginia, so we feel real fortunate that we continued that relationship. But they're going to do great things, and they're all young, which makes me very excited because I'm going to get a chance to spend two or three more years with them.
Carl, this is Hobo. I'm just going to ask you, I mean, this really is a deep, talented, experienced baseball team with high expectations, obviously preseason number one. You started official practice last Friday. You play on February 14th. The preseason, does it change at all given the expectation level as well as the talent and experience you have, or you do the same things preseason every year?
No, I really believe it's business as usual with a different cast. You know, Coach O'Connor does a great job in setting our culture, and Coach McMullen does a fantastic job with our offense. And I mean, we've got 7 of 9 guys returning on that side of the ball, and they're unbelievably ultra talented, and they're going to do great things. And you know, Coach O'Connor lets me do the pitching, so he sets the culture. He keeps our eyes down and our head straight. And he makes sure that we're all, you know, pulling in the same direction, and we've all got our eye on the prize, and he sets that culture every day from minute one that we begin practice. But it's really been business as usual. You know, it's an honor to be tabbed number one preseason. We're reminded, you know, so many years we have not even been in the top 25 and ended up there and ended up in Omaha. So you have to answer the bell every day, and I think this team understands that. I know the coaching staff does, and I know that we're going to make it a point to remind our team that we have to answer the bell every day. But it's an honor, and it means that some other people around the country that are deemed as baseball intelligent feel that we have a very talented team, as do we. So we're honored by it.
All right, we are speaking with Carl Kuhn, UVA assistant head coach and pitching coach. Carl, a couple things. First off, Tyler Wilson, former Midlothian product who has been a guest on Who's Talking. Tyler said to some folks recently that the Virginia coaching staff has reminded the players on a number of occasions the following quote, "Pressure is a privilege." Who can that be attributed to?
Who can that be attributed to saying that?
Yes.
Well, I would imagine it would be from our leader, Coach O'Connor, and it is a privilege. You know, when you come to the University of Virginia, we cannot hide you. You know, you're not coming there to be hidden. You're coming there with a lot of expectations from the teams that preceded you. You know, the teams that preceded Tyler Wilson were perennial regional teams that have answered that call every year. And so the expectations for Tyler Wilson's 4 years at Virginia was to bust through the regionals, and they did. And with that expectation now comes more expectation from this group because of what they set. I mean, that Tyler went to Omaha twice, you know, and that group achieved so much. And the pressure of what has been kind of the standard prior to these guys getting here is definitely out there. But we try not to think of it as pressure from the outside. We feel, honestly, that our coaching staff puts more pressure on our team to succeed and to excel in the day-to-day grind than anyone else can put on us at all. So I'm not saying we don't feel the pressure of doing well, because we know that's the expectation, but we try to put pressure on ourselves every day to do the right thing in practice and to make that be our pressure. So the game just basically plays itself, and hopefully we come out on top. But Tyler's right, and I believe that would come from our head coach, and it is a privilege. It is a privilege. It's a privilege to be at the University of Virginia for our coaches and our players.
All right. Coach, we've got about 2 minutes here. You've lost Kyle Crockett, who is a tremendous closer, maybe one of the best that I've ever seen in college, and certainly know that you know how good he was.
Yeah, he was automatic, wasn't he?
Yeah, I tell you what, he liked taking the ball, didn't he? You've got Brandon Waddell is back, and Nick Howard, and a number of other players. Who do you anticipate to be possibly your three or four best starters, and then maybe who are the top two or three that are going to vie for the position of closer?
Well, you know, Nick Howard was an outstanding position player as well, and he fit in nicely last year in our rotation and just did a great job for us. But as you mentioned, you know, the void is at the end. So I believe what we're going to do is probably try a couple things there at the end. You know, Austin Young has done it a little bit in his career, and we know that that he likes that pressure situation, and we really feel great about Nick Howard doing it. So it's probably going to be a tandem with those two guys, with Nick probably going to get the nod there most of the time. But I think it's going to be a little bit more committee than it has been in the past, rather than one guy jumping up. But, you know, when we got in 2004, we kind of did some committee stuff until Casey Lambert, you know, stood up and took it as a freshman. And then, you know, we did some committee stuff in 2009 until Kevin Orrico stood up, you know, halfway through the year and took it over and got 14 saves in a half a year. So I think the way we're going to unfold at the end right now would be probably Nick Howard and Austin Young, with Nick Howard getting the nod right now. And then the rotation, you know, Brandon Waddell's coming back. He had a great freshman year for us starting on Fridays. And then you've got a slew of other guys. I mean, we've got probably six other guys that can start on the weekend. And we're probably going to look a little bit different towards the middle and the end of the year than we do when we start the year with personnel. But we're going to try and figure that out in the first four weekends, and come out of the gate. But I think all the guys that are vying for a starting position are going to get that opportunity. You know, you've got Whit Mayberry in there, you know, who's a senior that definitely can do it for you. But, you know, he's so valuable to me because I know he can shut it down if we get into trouble. But Nathan Kirby had a great summer. So you've got Josh Forrest from Northern Virginia, who had an unbelievable year in the Cape and is a great year for us. I think he had a 1-9 last year for us out of the pen. So we've got some great, great cast members. Artie Lewicki is coming back off of shoulder surgery. I'm sorry, elbow surgery. So we feel like he's going to be healthy enough to help us out. We've got some really, really good options. And then the two freshmen, you know, Connor Jones and Jack Roberts. So we've got a lot of guys that can start it. I feel good about the guys in our 10. And hopefully we can get Nick to covet that role like Kyle did.
One last question. Brandon Cogswell, is he 100% healthy again? And isn't there some excitement surrounding his return?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he is 100% healthy. He's healthy, and you know, he's just such a big, big, you know, no pun intended, cog for us in our wheel. I mean, he makes us go, and he anchors the middle of the diamond for us. He led off for us last year, and he just understands what his job is, what his role is, and he's such a great leader for us. But we're very excited to have him back healthy, and we'd love for Mother Nature to help us out a little bit. That's not going to be an excuse because everybody's doing the same thing, but we're going to put laces on snowballs and we're going to get after you for the next couple weeks.
Carl, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Good luck with the practices leading up to mid-February. And also congratulations to you and the staff and everyone associated with UVA baseball. I understand the Step Up to the Plate event on Friday is sold out, and that's amazing. Got the Red Sox manager, John Farrell. You've also got one of your proteges, Sean Doolittle, returning. So I know that's going to be a big night for you this Friday.
It is. I'm looking forward to seeing John again. You know, Jeremy, his son, played for us. And then, of course, Doc. I don't know if Doc's got his beard braided or not for this event, but we'll see. But it's going to be good to see him as well.
All right, Carl. We thank you for your time tonight. I know you were interrupting some other event. So we look forward to having you and others back during an exciting baseball season. So good luck and go get them.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate the time.
Take care, Carl.
Stay warm.
Yeah, we will. You too.
We'll try to do that. All right. We're going to go to our last break. We got the Olympic report coming up. We may even talk a little football with the football schedule being released. So stay tuned for our final segment coming back in a couple of minutes.